In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
Aileen.
And we are back with our non-scale win and Dear DST episode. How are you doing, Aileen?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your headache, Sammy? How's your head doing?
My headache is, it's still going, but no one knows about the headache because I talk about the headache in Sunday's episode, which they haven't heard yet. I know if many of you follow me on Instagram and you saw the car accident that Avi and I got into. So Aileen and I talked about that a lot for Sunday's episode. So I guess we could save that story for then, but I have a headache is the main point here.
I hope it goes away by the time that Sunday's episode comes out.
Thank you.
I really do hope, because
we're returning to Saspen this weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. That's
and
more
we're staying
than a
in
year
the W.
ago.
It's going to be like a repeat.
Are you going to rage?
Yeah. Am I going to rage and get? Yeah, of course. I have all my reservations.
Oh, shit. Are you going
outdoor
visiting?
I'm revisiting all the places because there's just not that many. Like, first of all the outdoor dining places are like all the places. So,
okay.
Yeah. Although people do indoor dine. I'm just like, I'm going to.
Are you guys going to après ski?
I mean, yeah, we. Well, I mean, is that even a thing right now?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
I don't know what the deal is in Saspen.
In Sasp? Yeah.
It's very
I don't know. I'm Saspen. Just excited to like, just to, you know, get back there and all the amazing memories and get a hat.
I'm excited for you. Get a massage. can you get a massage?
I probably could. I'm a little scared. I might be a little scared too.
Scared to get a massage?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe. Maybe if we get one outside, it might be too cold.
Or I'm scared of my fear of getting a massage because on our honeymoon, the quote unquote riskiest thing we did was get a massage. And I was panicked about it for like days later.
Oh, it's not very relaxing if you're panicking during
right. like it's, yeah, exactly. Like I feel like it's not even worth it. But,
right. No, that's not worth it. It's expensive too.
Yeah. Expensive panic attack.
Should we do a listener non-scale win and then we'll go into ours?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read it. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I've been a huge fan of the pod since the beginning and I finally have a non-scale win to share. I had St. Patrick's Day plans this weekend and I have a pair of green velvet pants in my closet that would have gone perfectly with my outfit. They were tight when I got them and after gaining the COVID-19, quote unquote, I was pretty sure they would not fit. When I woke up in a good mood and happy with the way I felt and looked, I decided not to try them on. I knew trying them on would make me upset. So instead of putting myself through that emotional roller coaster, I put on some leggings and went out and had fun. It felt good to accept the size I am and not let my body image insecurities get in the way of having a good time. Sincerely, leggings, bitch. That's pretty funny. Although I would love to see what these green velvet pants
are. I actually have green velvet pants that I bought them because Dana wore them to the holiday party like 2 years ago. I thought they were so cute, so I bought them.
That's so funny. Also St. Patrick's Day is Rusty's birthday. Casually, he and I have very similar birthdays. So
that's a very fun birthday.
Loves to do it up. We had a few joint birthday parties in which you were in attendance.
Yes. Not this year, though.
That's a good win, though. And I like how she calls herself leggings, bitch. I like that she doesn't even like deal with the potential drama of putting on the pants.
Yeah.
You have to be in the mood to put on something that you may not know how you're going to look like. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You have to like set yourself up for that.
Totally. No, I kind of have a bit of a similar non-scale win.
Okay, do you share?
It has to do with like mirror checking, like body checking in the mirror. So that is definitely something that I feel like I've been doing a little bit more, because as I've told you, as I become slightly more active, I do feel like I did potentially lose a small amount of pounds. Like we're talking like 2 or 3, like I want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah.
So like, but I, it's like a very small change that I noticed. So now I'm like, that sort of made me want to be like, oh, I should look in the mirror, see if I got skinnier. So I've been trying to minimize my mirror checking.
Oh, good.
So that I just don't get obsessive about it. Like I don't need to look in the mirror every time I walk into the bathroom because I walked in there because I had to pee. Like, it's like nothing changed. Right. So that's right. Something. Yeah.
Mirror boundaries.
Yeah. Important.
I was laughing because it reminded me of that scene from Friends when Monica was like, I think somebody else was like, oh, Monica, have you lost weight? She goes, I did 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Like 2 pounds. Just reminded me of that moment. But yeah, I think that that's like a really good like step in the right direction of like, if there is perceived weight loss, not to immediately obsess over it and
right.
Not like attach value to it.
Right. Like I could definitely tell. I was like, ooh, like I did this all without even trying. Like
oh, what else can I do? Right.
Right. Then it was like, oh, I should keep checking to see if it's like working. Like,
right.
But totally. I know that the checking is like kind of step one to the obsession, or like a key to the obsession. So I'm trying to limit that.
Right. It's like giving in kind of, it's like feeding the like diet monster in your head.
Yeah, because right? You're never going to be, because you're, oh, even if you like it at first, you're always going to be like, oh, I could fix this.
Yeah, like the diet monster, anytime I eat something without carbs, like the diet monster starts going, where else? Oh, let's go over everything you ate today.
That's another thing I've tried to stop doing is like, sometimes my mind will like want to review like, oh, we had this for this to be like proud. Mm-hmm. But I have stopped myself from like doing that review.
Yeah, that's good. What's my win? My win is this like little moment of revelation, V before L, that this feeling that I'm not so, that I'm really following satisfaction is working. Rusty and I were eating dinner and we were talking just like, he's like, oh, you sometimes eat my food. Something about that. I'm like, I don't actually think I do that anymore. And I shared that. Like, I really say no a lot to when he offers. He says, you don't? I'm pretty sure you do. I'm like, no, like if you notice, since this whole intuitive eating thing has been going on, like we went to dinner one night and I normally would want to get like everything to make sure I get everything on this menu because I'm never going to come back here and I need to taste the stuff even though I don't want it necessarily. I don't really go dig into, do I want this or do I not? I need to get it because this is what like XYZ review says I need to get. And so I gave an example of a time when we went to an Italian restaurant and we got like 2 pastas and he was eating the bolognese pasta. And we also got this like garlic breadcrumb.
Oh, that's delicious.
Butter,
that's my
fucking stuff.
Favorite. Where is this from?
Artusi. So I tried both and he was like, what? You don't like the bolognese? I'm like, no, I like it. I just really like this other. I like the garlic and butter one. So I'm going to keep eating this one. And he's like, oh, okay. More for me. And so it was just very like, it was so non-dramatic. And I was really excited that I made that choice in that moment. And then I revisited that moment and I was just very proud of myself. And I did eat the exact same thing. I went to Fort Charles for my birthday and I know you're supposed to get like the bacon, right? And Rusty's like, are we going to get the bacon? I'm like, I know you're supposed to, but I'm really not in the mood for bacon. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm not feeling it either. And it was just such like a directive moment that came from like within. And it was just great. I like chose what I wanted rather than like it was dictated from outside of myself. And it was one of those things. And we're going to talk about this in the next episode on Sunday about like how when things get to go back to a little bit more normal, that we get to experience, like if you guys are doing any type of intuitive eating or changed your habits, you get to experience them in like real life settings kind of. So that was my win.
Yeah. So that's a great win. It's always a good feeling when like you turn down food because you genuinely don't want it, because the other feeling is like kind of right there too, which is like, I can have it because like I have to have it because it's here, because like what if it's my last chance ever to have it, and like what if I miss it?
Right.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going back to what you said earlier about your non-scale win, and you were talking about how it's working, but when you said it's working, it was more about like weight loss, right?
Yeah, meaning whereas, like my activity, adding right. an activity is like, you know.
Right, whereas this, we're saying it really is working because you're turning down food, not from like this restrictive mindset, but because you don't want it. And
right.
it's a nice kind of check in.
It feels good to not want something that like could be delicious.
Because here's why, even further, because it rejects the whole message of we're these gluttonous people who have no self-control. And right. that's a lie. That's a lie that we've been told. Right. And it's not, it's just simply not true. So and there's proof of that, right? So it's just like that just makes me feel better all the same.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
All right, should we do a Dear DST email?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll read it. Okay. Hey, Lean and Sammy, I got a question for advice. I love the recent episode with Remy Bader. Something that I've been struggling with, however, is being able to find clothes for my big boobs. I have a struggle with mainstream plus size discussions. They often revolve only around jeans, like bottoms, and never about upper body. I'm someone who, even when I was obese by the BMI scale, had no ass, therefore never wore plus size bottoms. I'm also short, which helped. Getting bras that fit are borderline hard, and there's only granny looking ones. Then North American clothing brands don't always have tops and dresses that work for people with big tits. I'm a 34H and never found a correct bra until last year at the age of 25. Would it be possible for you girls to have someone who would be knowledgeable on who could recommend the right clothing brands and bra brands? TBH, I have always considered messaging people in the porn industry, LOL, because they help with large busts sometimes and probably still have a killer inventory of bras. Help me out. I don't want to wear bras like a grandma anymore. Sincerely, bra problems, bitch.
Well, Caroline.
Yeah, Carolyn Morant, who we had on for that episode. I don't know if you listened to that. She recommended a bunch. I'm also struggling with this problem. And like, I am not an H size and I still also have this issue. So I can really imagine that it is quite challenging. She recommended Wacol. I'm actually wearing one of them now.
Yeah, people love that.
I can't remember what else she recommended. That's the one I bought, though.
There's a bunch. She has them on her blog and her Instagram. So check it out. It's Carolyn, spelled C-A-R-A, right?
L-Y-N. Morant, like Miranda, but without the A.
And yeah, check that out. But I agree. It's like, because the thing about the granny thing is because you need support, the straps need to be thick, blah, blah, blah. But she says that it's not really the straps don't do shit. It's the band across the body that's important to keep everything kind of up and perky. And obviously there's different options for like coverage, obviously, depending on how big your boobs are. But I think there's definitely a solution out there for you. You just gotta like kind of do your research.
Honestly, like, why not message people in the porn industry? Like, who cares? Like, it's not like they're people. They have, you know, bras and boobs that they need to worry about. And you're right. They probably do have, like, you know, better looking bras. Like, because it's true. The bigger ones do look more granny-esque because they're trying to, like, be a minimizer, basically.
They're also trying to cover everything. So, it like, just when there's more material, it just looks like grandma bra.
Right. Right, it does. What about like the lack of clothing? Like, what do you even do about that? I mean, I feel like there are, like how she was saying, like there's a lot of things that don't even fit her top because of her boob size. And because plus size clothing is really more focused on the bottom, which is true because you, something that is like totally an archetype in the like plus size industry is like the normal quote unquote or like small top and big bottom, like that is very common. So she's right, that is like
there's no like room for like bigger arms or like bigger chest, broad shoulders, like bigger like midsection. Everything is like kind of small waist, you know, like body yacht, whatever Megan the Stallion says.
Yeah, even my last year when I was working with a personal trainer, Shelly, she obviously has like zero body fat and like all muscle. She would say to me that like she can't find things to wear because her shoulders are too broad from like being buff. And she's not even like, she's not a big person. Like she's not that tall. Like she's not that wide, but still she like had to really be, you know, selective. And it was hard for her to find things because of her like size, and that wasn't even because of her like weight, it was because of her body. And I think that like, again, this sort of goes back to a few conversations we've had that like clothes are not, you're not meant to fit clothes, they're meant to fit you. And mm-hmm. It really is very limiting that there's so much, you know, there's not so much out there. And like even brands that do extended sizing, they don't have everything. But yeah, I would recommend just looking into more of that, into
finding influencers too that look like that you feel like resemble your body type or shape and see, maybe ask them where they're getting their clothes. Cause there's like all these underground things that like resources that people find or like figure out like casual wear, like to get better jeans or jeans that fit better. Like I didn't even know like when I found like Madewell jeans last year, I was just like, I didn't know that this could happen for me. I thought I needed to fit into like wedgie icon Levi's jeans or bust. But like now there's so many options. Like American Eagle has good options.
Good American,
but it's expensive. Abercrombie's casually doing a good job. And there's a lot more out there. I think it is interesting about like the plus size industry, how it does focus on the bottom. Like we were talking, like there's like it's like a thin face.
It also focuses on the beautiful face. Like I feel like my face does not look pretty. Like, and I'm not saying like, oh, I don't think I'm pretty, but I'm saying like, I don't have that like naturally gorgeous face that like allows you to sort of, that it stays thin, that doesn't necessarily gain the weight with your body. And that like kind of allows you to still look amazing, even though you're wearing bigger clothes or you are a bigger size.
Right. I guess I know what you're talking about, but I guess that's also like, we're not models.
It's the first time I'm like, wow, it's annoying that I'm so proportional because I keep gaining weight everywhere. Equally.
Same. Yeah. Literally same.
Like, that's, is there one part that hasn't like...
Yeah, could you just stay still, dude? Like finger.
I mean, like, my fingers are also... bigger.
My ring finger is my wedding band is starting like from again. I guess it's like pregnancy swell or
yeah,
that's weight gain. But like my wedding band is just starting to like really look tight on there. Like it's like getting uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but can't my finger just stay put?
Right, like it shows up everywhere. You know.
No, I know. But anyway, guys, I hope you like this episode. Email us your non-scale wins and your questions for us to answer at dst@betches.com. And we launched a huge rebrand this week. We go into depth about it on Sunday's episode. But please, in the meantime, go check out the new betches.com. Check out all of our new logos. We hope you love the new DST cover as much as we do. Our team works so hard on that. And please go listen to the new At Betches podcast. Well, it's still the same At Betches podcast, but me, Sammy, and our third co-founder, Jordana, are hosting that again. And we like really just go in deep into our friendship and the story of Betches and us. You know, we answer a lot of questions about careers, friendship, and just like general advice. So please go listen to that. The first episode is out. Well, will it be out?
It will be.
The first episode is out. We had so much fun recording it. Go listen. And in the meantime, follow us at Diet Stars Tomorrow, at Sammy, at Aileen. You're always with us.
We're always with you.
That is the right one. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Betches.